much.
Oh, yes. She's going to tell us a little bit.
Yes, have any one of you ever been on the oyster bar? Ever saw an oyster reef? Well, it's just an old horny rocky reef out there, you know, in the water that the tide rises and covers every day. And it's good eating on them shells, I can tell you that, buddy. And if you like oysters, you will know. Well, I've over to the oyster bar many, many a time in my little boat and paddle out there to get out there and get them big old clumps and whack them apart and pick out the million nice oysters and fill up my boat and go home. So I went on for years and years. That was the way sometimes get aground out there and sit there for half a day before the tide would come and float me so I can get into the house. But the worst thing that ever happened to me one morning, I went out there without any shirt keys. In them days and times, old these here outboard motors had shirt keys in them, and they flywheel, pillow wheel, it drives the boat. And if one of them things broke off, you just as good as had no boat, no motor. You can paddle, but that gets to be hard work when you go to pushing that boat around out there for a couple of miles, you know. So I wondered and I wondered and I wondered what in the world I was going to do. The wind blowing, the tide running and everything. And there I was just as good as no motor in that boat. Awful. I said, Lord, why don't you send something to me to help me through this here awful tide and wind and blow? You know I have children at home and I have to go home to see those children. And they'd be looking for Mom. Last it come to me, I pulled the hairpin out of my hair and stuck into the flywheel. And home I went to my children. And you know, I wouldn't have to went very far before I would have had to got another hairpin and went on. In home, but I got in home and we was all just as glad to see one another, you know, and the children was glad to see the oysters and we had a big time. So one day there was a friend of mine come from Gainesville down there. They were staying in the camp boarding, and she was talking about, oh, how high the oysters was. My, they cost so much and everything, people can't eat them hardly. I says, no, they're almost like money when you have them to buy to eat them, but when you go out to the oyster bar, you can just rake you up a boat full with a little work, if you don't mind, to put out and go home. So the next day or two, I decided to go to the oyster bar, and I went by. I said, would you like to go with me to the oyster bar? Oh, yes, she says. That'd be fun. You said it was. I said, you find out that. So away we went to the oyster bar. When she got back home, I want to tell you, friend, she said to me, she said, I'll never complain no more about the price of oysters if they're $5 a quart. Thank you.
Aren't you going to announce them?
You want me to announce them?
Well, I think you do a better job.
All right.
There's one thing. In the years past, the folk singers, being a very singing kind of group, after they finish their songs, they sometimes get together down here behind the stockade, and the people up here can't see them. So Cousin Thelma set up a little place over here with some logs she called Possum Hollow. A hollow, I guess you said it, don't you?
Possum Hollow.
Possum Hollow. And it's got a place where you can plug in tape recorders and such. And if any of the folks are interested in swapping some songs and things of this sort, right after we get through here today, now, I'd like to come over here right across from the gatehouse. Come on over, and then we won't be disturbing the rest of the performers. Is that okay, sir?
That's fine.
Okay.
Fine, Cousin Ed. Now, a folk festival is not a folk festival without all these fine singers. And, oh, we have such great ones. And let me see. Their first is Cousin Ed. Now, in real life, he is a member of the staff of the Florida State Board of Health and travels up and down the state of Florida. And as he works, his recreation is collecting folk songs. And He and his friend Jim Luce are going to sing Hard Traveling, one of the songs that grew out of the Depression, sung in many variations. And you'll notice that it makes reference to local situations. This one he collected from the migrant workers down in South Florida.
Okay. Come on, Jim. Incidentally, I should tell all the children here that Mr. Luce is the state consultant to the juvenile courts. So if we got any bad children here, we'll turn them over to Cousin Jim. Right?
And I'll sing them to death.
Right.
I've been doing that hard traveling, but you know, I've been doing that hard traveling way down the road. I've been doing that hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been doing that hard traveling, Lord.
I've been a-working in the Florida muck, I thought you know. I've been picking for hokey beans way down the road.
Belly's full with a child that's kicking. Hope to the Lord that I don't sicken. I've been doing that hard traveling, Lord.
Traveling,
I thought you know. I've been doing that hard traveling way down the road. I've been doing that hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been doing that hard traveling, Lord.
I've been working in the rich black land, I thought you know. I've been chopping that Clewiston cane way down the road.
Red hot sun and the heavy air makes me long for a lady fair. I've been doing that hard traveling, Lord.
Take it, Jim.
I've been picking those orange globes way down the road. I've been picking those yellow balls way down the road. I've been picking up. Start again. I've been picking those orange globes way down the road. I've been picking those yellow balls way down the road. Climbing the ladder with a heavy sack. That damned old thing's gonna break my back. I've been driving that hard road, Lord. I've been working that Florida chain way down the road. I've been wearing that long gray suit way down the road. I've been wearing that light gray suit, white stripe down the pants and a heavy boot. I've been doing that hard traveling, Lord.
I've been doing that hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been doing that hard traveling way down the road. Heavy load and a worried mind, and I'm hunting for a woman that's hard to find. I've been doing that hard traveling, Lord.
We are deeply honored to have a folk singer here of great renown, Esther Davis Bedno, a new resident of Florida. She lives at Orange Park, Florida, and she's going to sing An Old Woman of Our Town right now.
Thank you. I thought you might be interested in this instrument. It's called a three-string dulcimer, although people down in the West Virginia and Kentucky mountains where I originally came from called a dulcimer, and it's supposed to have three strings. Mine has four because the man said I couldn't play long. The two bottom strings play like a ground bass, sort of just to keep an accompaniment, and then you play the melody and the harmony up on the two upper strings with a twig or anything you happen to have in your hand. I am originally a coloratura soprano, one of these people that goes ah, like that, you know, and so I hope you can hear me when I sing these songs that don't go ah, like that. I'll do my best. This song was taught to me. My grandfather was a folk singer, and he used to fiddle for the dances, and he was an old southerner from the mountains of northwestern Pennsylvania. I guess I'll have to...
I'm going to move you around right, so they can see you.
Shall I move the table?
Yes.
This is the way my grandfather sang it. Oh, this isn't the way I sing, but this way he did. He said, there was an old woman in our town to dwell, who loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. So she sang, fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery, fal-da-ral-da-ray. Now, will y'all help me sing that? All you say is fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery. It's real simple. Y'all help me sing it, because a folk song isn't a folk song unless everybody sings it. I mean, if just one person sings, then it gets to be a solo. So you all sing with me when I get to it. So I'll start it once more, and it has eight lines in each stanza, and then we'll sing. You all sing now when we get ready. Now, there was an old woman in our town to dwell, who loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. She went to the doctor's, they thought to see what she could find. Says, doctor, what can you give me to make my husband blind? So she sang, fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery, fal-da-ral-da-ray. Get 6,000 marrow bones and make him suck them all, and he will get the tarnal blind, he can't say nothing at all. She got 6,000 marrow bones, she made him suck them all. Says he, poor old lady, I can't see you at all. Then he sang, fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery, fal-da-ral-da-ray. I feel so very badly, I wish that I could die. I'd go and drown myself if I could find a way. Says she, my poor old husband, you need not worry there. I'll take you by your lily white hand and I'll show you the way. Then he sang, fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery, fal-da-ral-da-ray. She took him by his lily white hand and led him to the brim. Right nimbly he stepped one side and she went tumbling in. And as she was a-struggling for help, she did cry. Says he, my poor old lady, I can't see you at all. Then he sang, fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery, fal-da-ral-da-ray. And as she was a-struggling and came up toward the brim, he went and got a long pole and he pushed her further in. And then now my story's ended and I've no more to tell. If she hadn't been such a darned old fool, she'd have swung for the other shore. Now we'll sing, fal-da-ral-da-ral-da-rattery, fal-da-ral-da-ray. Thank you.
I think it's wonderful of her to want to come over and join in the fun. Let's give her another hand, please. Now, Cousin Mark Moore blew in all the way from Denver, Colorado yesterday, and he's been charming us with his whiskers and his repertory of folk songs ever since. It's time for you, Cousin Mark.
Thank you very much, Thelma. I'll tell you all the same thing that I told the folks yesterday, that it's real nice to be in Florida. I'm most enchanted with your sunshine state. Or is that California?
No, that's Florida.
That's Florida. I knew that'd get a rise out of you. Well, I'm scheduled to do a song here that's a real great one, if only because it gives all of you an opportunity to join in like you've been doing a couple of times previously this morning. We had a wonderful session last night. And one of the interesting things about coming to festivals and singing with other singers is to hear the different versions of these songs that get around so wonderfully and travel with the folk wherever they go, become a part of their lives. You'll see some notes in another section of your program somewhere, I think maybe it's this afternoon's program, where they're talking about a song called Pay Me My Money Down, which comes from the Georgia Sea Islands, and this is another one of those songs. I hope you've been getting this rhythm that I've been keeping going here all this time. One, two, three, four. That's the way she goes. Real steady. Real steady. Don't break it. And this is what you'll sing.
Michael, roll the boat ashore.
She goes. That's the chorus now. Tap your feet or waggle your heads back and forth or snap your fingers or clap your hands or do whatever you want to keep that rhythm. That's very important. This is an old rowing song, and rhythm is important where people are working together, because unless they work exactly together, somebody's effort gets wasted, and that's not good when you're trying to accomplish something. That's good. That's fine. That's great. Keep it going. Now we'll do her once more, and if you got it already, sing along. And if you don't, we'll do it on. We'll pick you up on the next time. Now, Michael, roll the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, roll the boat ashore. Keep her going now. The last word of the first line of all the verses is the same as the last word of the first line of the chorus that you just sang.
Hallelujah.
And the last word of the second line is the same in all the verses and in the choruses. Getting my tongue twisted.
Hallelujah.
That's good. That's fine. So when I sing a verse, you can sing the last word of both the lines and then swing into the chorus. One more time for practice.
Michael, roll the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, roll the boat ashore. Trim the sail, sing hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sail, hallelujah.
Chorus now,
Michael, row the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore.
Keep her going now. Come on, you all, join me. When you were in C, come on, play with me.
Oh, the river is deep and the river is wide. Hallelujah. Greener pastures on the other side. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. the body, but not the soul. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Now you're singing, but you're not singing loud enough. Come on now, everybody. Next time you get a chance, belt it out. Here we go now.
Oh, the river is deep and the river is wide. Hallelujah. Milk and honey on the other side. Hallelujah.
Sing out now.
Michael Rowe.
Good.
Singing boat, hallelujah. Michael's crew is a singing crew, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael's crew is a singing crew, hallelujah. They'll sing for me and they'll sing for you, hallelujah. Michael Rowe.
Do another chorus.
Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Again now, bigger.
Michael, row.
One more time now, let's hear you clear down to the old keys. Let old Castro show him we mean it now. Come on, here we go.
Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael, row the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Thank you very, very much. You're real great.
And I thank you. And here comes Cousin Jay Smith from Jacksonville, one of our fine folk singers who knows lots and lots of songs, but we're just going to let him sing one right now, the Mule Skinner Blues.
Thank you, Cousin Selma. Mark, you're a hard man to follow, but I'll sing all that good whip-crapping we had a while ago. I'll sing one of the songs about the men who use those whips in their work every day, the Mule Skinners.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, son. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, son. Need another mule skinner out on your new road line. Well, I like to work. I'm rolling all the time. Yes, I like to work. I'm rolling all the time. I can pop my out on the railroad, dollar dollar to a woman, throw that dime away. Well, it's tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Oh, it's tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. And it's tea for Thelma, she's been good to me. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, son. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, son. Do you need another mule skinner out on your new road line?
Now, I did not hear the dinner bell ring. The sun might be overhead, but that don't mean we gonna quit, because we just got lots more good things to feed the soul. Quit thinking about your stomach. There'll be plenty good food around to be had for the buying all around here. If you leave, you'll miss something special, especially if you leave right now. Because here is one of our most favorite folk singers, Cousin Bob Pavitt from Sarasota.
About 6 years. I don't know if that's picking up or not. For about 6 years, I've been coming up, and every year, whether I meant to or not, I end up singing a song called The Unreconstructed Rebel. Stop clapping, I'm not going to sing it. I found a good reason this year. I've been outbearded by our Western buddy there. Myself, I hope y'all can hear me. This is a little Irish song, and it involves a young man who went courting this girl, and he didn't do right, and it came back to haunt him, as you'll hear.
Young Rogers the miller went courting of late. A rich farmer thought her name Beautiful Kate. Her eyes were as bright as the mansions above. Her cheeks were like roses, all faded with love. The wedding was set and the dowry laid down, which proved the full value of £5,000. But Rogers was greedy and heard to declare, "I'll not take your daughter without your grey mare." Her father jumped up with much anger and speed, said, "You would have married my daughter indeed, but since it's no better, I'm glad it's no worse. I'll put back my money once more in my purse." Young Rogers, the rascal, was kicked out the door, and straightways was was ordered to come there no more. 6 months or so later, that's just about right, he chanced to meet with his joy and delight. Oh, Katie, how are you? And don't you know me? If I'm not mistaken, I've seen you, said she, for a man with your likeness, with long wavy hair, that once came a-courting my father's gray mare. I'm sorry for what I have done. Your father has lost such a beautiful son. Said she, for your sorrows, I value them not. There's still quite a lot of young men to be got. Young Rogers, he tore at his long yellow hair, wished that he'd never stood for the grey mare. Thus ended the courtship before 'twas too late, of Rogers the miller and the farmer's fair Kate.
Thank you.
He's going to sing this in celebration of his twin daughters who were born early this year. Let's give him a hand. Didn't everybody can be the father of twins?
Not everybody who has twin daughters after having three boys, I'll tell you. My wife's out there. She had something to do with it, too. I can't hardly sing that rebel song in honor of my twin daughters.
Yes.
I'm a little afraid of this. Cousin Thelma before said, how many Yankees are here? And everybody put their hands up. So, not everybody okay. This is a song called The Unreconstructed Rebel. And the origin is kind of anonymous. It was recorded for the Library of Congress in 1941. Not by me. This is ostensibly the original song to the tune of the Wabash Cannonball, so some of you might know it. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lion thieving Yankees, I hate 'em wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious armies, they're dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty banner, I bit it all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, camping in the snow. But if I kill some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000
before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more, but I ain't gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
Thank you.
Someone just came up and asked me, Bob, to ask you to sing the song you wrote about Hurricane Donna. Well, you can't sing it right now, but do sing it for us this afternoon, will you? He wrote a ballad about Hurricane Donna. And that's the way folk sings, folk songs grow. Now, we have a singer with us who hasn't sung with us before, and we're mighty glad to welcome Bobby Steger from Gainesville. And what are you going to sing, Bart?
I thought I'd do John Henry this afternoon. I know it's been done many times before. I'd like a chair, if I might.
All right. There's one right behind that. I'm going to take that.
You know, folk music is sort of a personal thing. But if a folklorist were presented with the task of selecting 3 songs which best represented American folk music, I think probably he'd choose Barbara Allen, Frankie and Johnny, and this immortal masterpiece of Negro balladry, John Henry. Story of the steel-driving man on the Chesapeake and Ohio Big Bend Tunnel, who havered and havered until he broke his poor heart.
John Henry. He was sitting on his mammy's knee when he picked up a shovel and a little piece of steel. Says, am I gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord? Am I gonna be the death of me? Well, John Henry had a little woman, and her name it was Polly Ann. When John Henry got sick, well, he couldn't go to work. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Well, the captain, he said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring that steam drill round. I'm gonna take that steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna wipe that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Wipe that steel on down. Well, John Henry said to the captain, he said, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let that steam drill beat me on down, Lord, I'll die with this hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord, die with this hammer in my hand. Oh, the sun, it was hot and burning, and there wasn't no breeze at all. Like water down a hill. That day John Henry let his hammer fall, Lord, Lord. That day John Henry let his hammer fall. Oh, John Henry, oh, John Henry. Lord, his blood am running red. Well, he fell right down with his hammer to the ground. He says, I beat him to the bottom, but I'm dead, Lord, Lord. Beat him to the bottom, but I'm dead. Well, he took John Henry to the graveyard, and he buried him in the sand. 'cause every locomotive come a rolling by. Says there lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel driving man. There lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel driving man. There lies a steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel driving a man.
Thank you.
Isn't that remarkable? Now, we heard that sung last night, Bobby, but in completely different interpretation. And that's the wonderful thing about our folk songs. That's why they live, because we love to hear them over and over again. Now, we look forward to hearing you again this afternoon. Marty, where's Dick? What happened to him? Well, you going to sing for us now?
Thought I'd call on Bob Steger and Bob Pavitt to help me out here.
Good.
In fact, I'm going to let them do all the work. I'll let you sing the verses here and get a little harmony going.
Want to share my chair?
I'll excuse you all for the time being. And it was mighty pretty music. Let's give them another hand. We're going to hear from them again this afternoon. Now, I have a group coming here from Old Town on the Suwannee. You know, the only three towns on the Suwannee River, and we are one of them. And Old Town is another one of them. And they are going to do a folk dance, the fifth grade from the elementary school down there, with one of Grandma Odlin's daughters as their leader. And they're going to do the pea vine twine. And I don't believe you've ever seen the pea vine twine on the stage, that is. So don't go away.